Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. Got a good one for you today. One thing that we all have to do is run our own households. And I get a kick out of the fact that people talk about pockets that are doing well in the economy and certain areas, but I found a bunch of great stories to share with you about this. Even billionaires are cutting back right now. Billionaires are cutting back on their kids' school, cutting back on expenses. Why? Why? They can afford it. No, they know what's coming in the economy. What's coming is going to be a darker period of time. And if you prepare for it, you're going to be ready for this. I have had, since I talked about this earlier with a friend I'm working with on both our businesses right now, we talked about how we're cutting back. And I've had eight people at lunch with a buddy yesterday talking about how they're cutting back. Everybody's cutting back right now. Why? They can afford it. They can afford it. No. Whole world that has any money and has any sense knows that something is brewing, something rough is going to happen in the economy. Little follow-up from my previous video about people, the sheriff's department that had their cars almost repossessed. Well, good old Norwich, Connecticut had the fire apparatuses repossessed from the fire department because they didn't pay their bills. Guys, these are municipalities that are not paying their bills. How is that? Oh, well, it was a shuttered fire department, Dan, and Yantic fire engine number one was shut down in Norwich, and it's never been the same since. No, read the story, guys. This is pathetic. This is pathetic. It's just bad all the way around. Broker Aaron sent me a great story about a shopping mall. A quote, troubled shopping mall in New York. Used to be a Diamond shopping center, which I don't know what that means. The Palisades Center in New Nijic, which is just outside of, it's in New York. And the only company to submit a bid, they wanted $463.4 million for this place. They got a bid of $175 million. That's it, guys. Less than half off. I'm telling you, if you want to buy a piece of property, just offer them nothing. Offer them like this place did. We'll give you $175 million for this $463 million piece of property. And good luck. They got it. So that place is being sold. The foreclosure auction is the latest chapter of the ongoing financial woes of the retail center. Thank you, broker. God, he sends me stuff that's just solid gold. I appreciate each and every one of you guys sending me stuff like this. I really do. I really do. It's always so good. We talk a lot about household debt and how it's going up, but debt to income ratio is increasing. That is the percentage of your debt, how much you make, and your debt to income ratio. The problem with it is that you're not making more money. You're making less right now, but you know what's going up right now? Your bills. You're paying more money than ever right now for your bills. People won't keep jobs in their market, in this market. It's just not going to happen. And again, you tell people, what happens if you lose your job? Oh, gosh, dude, I'm so important. I'm such a key figure. Yeah, okay. Okay, you're the one. You're the only one. AMC Plus is closing. Another streaming service goes down for the count. AMC Plus had, you'd get to see Mad Men over and over again, The Walking Dead, which was the same episode 300 times over. You could see that, but you could pay, for that monthly, and that's closing right now. So good luck to them. I love, there's a site called Cord Cutters. It talks about all the streaming problems in the world right now. And from a guy that owns a social media company, you have to get an audience, guys, and you got to maintain it as inexpensively as possible. That's the key to all of this right now. Now here's one for you, the Heineken Company. Heineken Company is going to cut 6,000 jobs. Why? Because beer sales are off. No one wants to buy beer. No one wants to buy Heineken beer right now. Isn't that crazy? So, oh my gosh. So when you think about this, look at this. Look at the average person and what they're spending money on. You've got to secure your wealth. You've got to maintain it. You've got to, buy gold and silver, guys. Do that for yourself. Secure your future with that. Ray Dalio, the only real money is gold. Think about what that guy said that. Heineken is concerned about lower profits. So they're going to reduce their 87,000 employees and fire 6,000 people. That is crazy. But how do we make it more profitable? How do we make Heineken more popular again? You can't. People don't have the money for a premium beer. They're not buying beer in general, and they're not buying premium beers right now. It's not politics. It's just that's what it is right now. That's what people are experiencing with Heineken. They're not purchasing it. Nissan. Think about this. Nissan is closing 7 assembly plants. They're going to take a $4.2 billion loss. Why? Because Nissan is not making enough money right now. That's too much, guys, right now to think about. So Nissan, one of the world's largest automakers, it's not the EV division. It's none of the shenanigans like that. It's the fact that they're not making money out there. So, wow, that is just so wild when you think about that. So I love all these stories about, you know, car companies, all of the recalls right now. And I really think that my opinion is that they push these recalls off. What's it going to cost us? What's it going to cost us? Maybe sales will increase, and then they call it. But then, by the time they recall it, it's 141,000 vehicles that have to be fixed. So, too much. Couple great stories. A woman steps forward and said that she lost her dream job before it happened. And at first, it wasn't her situation. When most places now do a background check on you, they determine if you've been in prison, if you've been convicted of any felonies or anything like that. And it's funny, I heard a conversation with an attorney and a person, have you ever been convicted of a crime? And this person, she's like, listen, you were convicted of a misdemeanor. You don't have to answer that. You can answer that no. All they can reference is felonies. And I'm like, wow, that's wild that you would finagle it and figure it that way. There's a helicopter overhead right now. But this woman goes out and applies for her dream job and filled out the background check. Let me tell you what the name of the company with the background check was. Does the background check, and she was going to make $175 an hour. Doesn't that sound like a nice job? Yeah, it sounds like a good job to me. And single mom got this job, $165 an hour. The offer got pulled because her background check didn't line up. And it was a minor issue where she had said something about where she had worked in the past. And what they do is they hire a company, and these companies go through certain things like your tax records and certain online data. And sure enough, they found out that she had lied about things. Plus, a lot of places pull your credit, and they're determining that some places cannot, some states say you can't pull your credit anymore. It's very sad. I mean, I hate to see anybody lose their job. What's the name of the third party? Hire Right flagged discrepancies in her work history during onboarding through MBO partners. Well, guys, don't lie about this stuff, guys. Don't sit there and make up shenanigans stories about where you work, because they're going to catch you. You tell the truth. You know, did you ever sit home during COVID for a year? Tell them that. Just didn't work. Couldn't find anything. I've had more people get out of things and get deals. Well, why didn't you do anything during the time? I thought we were all going to die. I was at home. What were you doing? You know, that's what I always ask people. Anyways, I was making videos for you guys. Final story, Dr. Marvin Deluxe. And there's a company in Florida. Florida had some really cold weather over the course of the last month. So what happened was the iguanas that live on heat died. They dropped out of the sky. They would fall to earth and die. It was very sad. There's a pizza place that is cooking up, and I'm not making this up, iguana pizza. So I've sent this to all my Florida friends to sit there and go, hey, you going to go get some iguana pizza? Doesn't that sound disgusting? What's next? Crocodile pizza? Alligator pizza? Come on, guys. It's ridiculous. Don't forget the private channel, I Allegedly Live. It's all the uncensored stuff. We talk about everything that's too hot to handle other places. You want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And the prizes are going to be mailed out starting this weekend to next week. And can't wait for everybody to get those. Okay? Onward and upward. You want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And I will see you very soon.